treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it right here on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:06 in the morning, the 29th of August. Good morning and welcome aboard. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you guys are back.
Oh, yeah, we are
well,
too.
Thanks. We are too. Yeah, I tell you what. Good morning, honey.
Good morning. And good morning, listeners. I know. Thank you. I love how Carl said, welcome aboard. We're still trying to find our, what we call, we've had our sea legs, or we have sea legs. We're trying to find our ground legs. Yeah. Putting on my makeup this morning was like, ooh, like we still got the wave going. Anyway.
You're getting up at 3:30 in the morning, too.
Yeah, I had a full-on conversation. I did the laundry at 1. You know, I did the laundry at 1, had a little breakfast thinking maybe I'd make me go back to sleep. And it emptied the dishwasher and then did the dryer. And I thought, you know, I could start my day now. But that would have been what time and where we were.
Well, that would have been about, 7 o'clock in the morning. Or 8 o'clock in the
morning.
Yeah,
so you can understand. It takes a couple days. It's all right, though. We're happy to be back. We've got to cover on all of that stuff too this morning. We want to talk to you about, you know, London and what it is to travel today and all of the good stuff. But let's go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Cameron Middleton. What's happening on Wall Street?
Well, first off, I'm glad to have you both back. Glad you had a great trip. Markets are actually mixed a little bit this morning after yesterday's small decline. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 20 points this morning to 17,059. The NASDAQ is down 2 points to 45,60. And the S&P 500 is about flat at 1996. Oil is up 74 cents a barrel to 95.28. Oil down $3.24 an ounce to 12.86. While silver is flat at $19.55 an ounce. The 10-year Treasury is currently yielding 2.34%, and some advancing stocks early this morning. We have GoPro up $2.41 to $51.30, Twitter up 14 cents to $49.56, and Goldman Sachs up 89 cents to $178.54. This has been your market update from Cameron Middleton at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Cameron, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too, guys.
It's 7:08 in the morning, and let's talk about weather today.
Currently 69 degrees in the downtown studios. Here's our forecast. We have 97. You know, when they say hot, doesn't bother me if it's not triple digits at this point in my life. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 64. It looks like Saturday is going to be sunny. Now we are around 92, which is beautiful. Saturday night with lows around 62, light and variable winds. But it's going to be beautiful and clear. Sunday, we get to around 95. So we're under the triple digits with our forecast. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's really cool to be Shasta Gas Propane customer.
There you go, 365-3793. Give them a call there.
No, we have our pet of the week with us this morning and every Friday morning. Spencer is always here, but this morning we love Captain Smith. Good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
Oh, we're great. We heard you out there, and you've got a black lab with you today.
Yes, I do, and she is adorable. I know I say that to about everyone I take because I have the beauty of taking him home at night and let him stay with me for the night, and she was awesome at my house.
She's docile.
She's very docile. She acts like she belonged there. She has loves to play ball. She's good with families of all ages. I mean, I'd put her with the baby. I mean, yeah. She's just such a good girl. Mm-hmm. And she loves the other dogs and cats.
Got a little snout resting on your knee.
Yes, and she's just comfortable and calm. Make a great pet for somebody.
She wants to be, you know how you like feel the animal? She just wants to be loved.
Yes.
She's ready now to go with, to pair up with a family. And the thing is that she's not really that big.
No, she's not. She's kind of a medium-ish dog, and she did have a litter of puppies. I don't know anything about that. But she's ready now to go into a home where she can be a forever pet. She's kind of like one of those dogs you'd see on the commercials that with the family mm-hmm. and the car and jump in and have a good day.
This dog is so cool. I was just over petting her. She just looks up at you with beautiful eyes.
Yeah.
She's ready to go home with somebody. Yeah, she needs a forever home, and she's going to be a good dog.
Yes, she is. We love her.
I'm feeling like she's not a lot of work.
She's not at all. No. She's an easy keeper. She jumps in and out of the car like it's not nobody's business and just acted like, this is my family. I go, no, this is just your temporary family. I have six. I don't need any more.
Well, I tell you what, she is just, you know what, if you're looking for that type of dog, and she is, it seems to be very docile and quiet. But you also want a dog that would probably bark if somebody's coming around the house,
and
which she will. And she's got kind of a bigger bark, I'm sure.
Yes.
Even though she's been so quiet in here.
Yes.
And she looks well behaved. Oh, she just laid down.
She's got a beautiful coat. She's in good condition.
She's in very good shape. She just needs to put on a little weight.
Sounds like we're talking about a car. Nice coat there. Nice paint job. She needs to put a little weight on, but you'd rather have a dog come to you that's not fat.
Exactly.
And then you can figure out the diet that's going to work for her. I think with any dogs, we forget, or animals in general, when they're misplaced, they're sadness.
Yes.
So I'm getting that she is just wants to be loved,
Exactly. And just, she fetches the ball and brings it and drops it at your feet to get it again. So you can't ask for a better dog.
Ask for more. Now, and you would say what, 3-4?
She's about 4 years old. That's what we have her estimated as. Mm-hmm.
And rated with?
Family of all ages.
All ages. That tells you how docile she is and what a good dog she is.
Yes, she is.
You know what, people? Head on down.
Please.
And take a photo for us and send it to us. We'll put it on the website.
A lot of
times they're taken before we even get it up on the website.
We've had great success with you guys, and we appreciate it.
We love what y'all are doing with the
Bark and Wine's coming up.
Yes, on October 4th at Wind River, and we're very excited about it.
We're going to have drawings,
and you guys are going to be there, and we're just looking forward.
Yeah, we support you in all endeavors. You know, we think that it's important that you have a controlled animal environment in any city that you live in, and dogs like this one, who knows what the history was. Maybe somebody dropped him off or came from another county or just a stray. But unfortunately, she was not chipped.
No, not at all.
So there you go.
She is now.
She is now.
Okay.
Chipped, fixed, and ready to go.
What number do they call?
They need to call 241-1653. And Charlie is available. And we have many other ones down there. They're just as nice.
I've been following on Facebook. Every time you find a favorite home, it goes on Facebook, and I love it. I like it every time.
Yes. Thank you. We need that, too.
Well, I tell you, it's a good thing that y'all are doing. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much, Captain Smith. Our pet of the week.
That's
Friday mornings.
There you go. And now, somebody's sitting here, oh, my God, you got some sleep, so much energy. Well, we got sleep because you're back in our sleep number bed.
Thank you. Goodbye. Sleep no, it's bed. True. It I was true. Really looking forward to that. You know, actually, the beds, we had two different – we slept in a very nice place in London for two nights. We'll tell you more about that. And then, of course, we were on the Princess Ruby cruise, and the beds were comfortable, and the bedding was nice. I mean, the sheets and the pillows were nice. But I'll tell you what, after traveling almost 24 hours, it took us that long to get from the ship to the airport through London, Heathrow. That's a whole other story about what's happening, you know, with the level of security. But when we got home, I couldn't wait to meld into my sleep number bed. And last night, again, you know, you could just go through that. I don't know if anybody has an expert way. It takes a couple days to get through your body acclimating to the time change, but it was nice to be in my sleep number. I actually went down to 40 last night, and that's what I like because of the dual technology of where I can be on a different number than you.
That's right. And now with the new Sleep IQ technology that, you know, on the new beds that Sleep Number has. it tells you if this is the right number for you, because it measures how you sleep and if how you're moving, and if maybe you need to adjust those numbers, and it's going to come to you in an app. Nobody talks to you about it. It's just if you want to. But it gives you something. It empowers you to make adjustments, like changing your sleep number setting to get the best possible night's sleep. And how do you do this? You head on down to our Sleep Number store. As right now, all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Labor Day limited edition bed. That's right. 50%.
Wow.
Now, that's a lot of
money. That's nice.
And then it's a limited edition bed, but you've got to get down there. And it's in the Target Shopping Center. And go on down and talk to Brian.
Next
Dennis,
to the vitamin shop.
Anybody. Yeah,
but right by, you know, when you do the drive-thru for the McDonald's, it's on that left side.
Yeah, and I tell you what, we've been using this bed for what, a year? And we have slept so well. Anyway, Sleep Number. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. We've got a lot of things we need to talk about. And we have Eric Wittstrom coming in to talk about. I want to talk about the finances of not only Shasta County, but there's a lot of questions as we traveled. When you travel in other countries, you kind of take, well, I wonder why this is happening. I wonder why this is happening. I wonder why this is happening. And we're going to talk to Eric about that when it comes to currency and financial. Why things are happening like that in these different countries and the big effect it has on us right here in the United States. Plus, we want to talk about the number of political get-togethers that are going on and many other things. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Redding City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Redding City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, DeKine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veteran Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Who's flashing who?
This portion of the show. Okay,
gosh.
I'm going to switch this over to somebody else.
Gosh.
Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by... Do-do-do-do. Crackmaster. Okay, we're talking flashing.
Flashing, that's just apropos. Yeah, jump over Crackmaster.
You know what? What a good guy he is.
Yes, he is. He will fix. In fact, you know, really want to thank our sponsors. First of all, it's a veteran-owned business, and of course, he fixes chips and cracks on your windshield up to 20-some inches.
Over 24 inches in length, and he's the only one that can do that kind of stuff.
Jeff at Crackmaster, Windshield Repair.
241-8373. Stop by at 3208 Market Street, right here in Reading. So we're talking flashing and then Reading Crackmaster.
Well,
Windshield
no, let's
repair.
Talk about our veterans. Okay. You know, I think it's a good segue.
All right.
We went with, Carl and I went with Avanti Travel. Okay. So we were approached by Avanti Travel. This is how this whole thing worked out. Alice Garrity thought, well, wouldn't this be great to do like a tribute to the veterans? And we have a lot of veterans in the North State. So we had a group of 29 people that we traveled with from Reading, California.
29 or
30. That started on, well, now my mom and dad, my dad's a veteran. They came from Sacramento. My brother and sister-in-law. So we ended up having these four rooms next to each other. So we made it a family trip, which, you know, my brother's a doctor. My sister runs a law firm. Carl's sister's an attorney. Her husband's a doctor. Everybody had to take off their practices they own and run. So it was a really big deal for 2 weeks to come together and to plan this, the British Isles cruise. And I will tell you that, you know, Steve is a veteran, you know, and Carl was asked, along with Ted Leidy and Lisa LeBlanc, who traveled with us, and I'll mention other names later in the week of the list of the people that went with us, that if I get the permission of, you know, who all traveled on this trip, a really great group of people, many of whom were married. We didn't know this until when Carl spoke on the 25th, that asked everybody to stand up who was in service, and Carl was doing a presentation on what happened on D-Day, because we were going to Normandy. It was the last day of the trip.
Ted Leidy and I did a presentation on Normandy on the attack at D-Day, but also on two specific figures in this. His was a little bit better known, Theodore Roosevelt III, who was a general officer that was leading one of the charges. And mine was a paratrooper who dropped behind, with the 82nd Airborne. But you're right, absolutely right. We had a number of veterans with us, but and they were. I mean, their marriages were 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years on different groups of people there. But you know what? I'm not seeing a group of 29 people come together like that. I mean, really nobody – you don't know each other, and everybody got along, and nobody was
– Here's what impressed me, and this is what I tell people, is that, you know, when you go to I know that Ruth Angel has told me before, and she came to our house to kind of share with the people going on this trip. You know, people can tell you something. It's kind of like the color blue until you look at within your own eyes what that color of blue means. It's like an impressionist painting means something different to you than it does to me. So we get there, and it is literally everywhere you're walking. Now, if you're not walking, then if you're going to go on an excursion, you're on a big coach. And then you have somebody who is, you know, telling you on the coach about the history, and you're going, and then but you have to go in groups, lines, groups, you know, try to figure out where the bathrooms are. Some bathrooms are on the coaches, et cetera. And there's not like, you know, when we went to the military tattoo, which was by far one of the top shows I've ever seen in my life.
An incredible extravaganza of martial music, of marching music, of units that are so well trained, and they come from all over the world, from the Zulus in Africa, yes, mm-hmm. that were reenacting their dances in appropriate costume, to Maoris out of New Zealand, to the Canadians, to the Brits, to the Scots, to the Irish. Marching, 800, 900 of them out there marching at one time. Well, probably not that many, maybe 500 in a relatively small area. You can only get 8,000 people in to observe this.
And right. And it happens 3 weeks out of the year. And we were very blessed.
Fortunate.
And it's outside, and you could see in the spotlights that we were in drizzle. outside with our ponchos on for an hour and a half.
But everybody shows up. They, you know, some groups came in matching ponchos. It was unbelievable. But everybody had ponchos or rain slickers on or something because they knew that if it starts raining, that's too bad. They are not canceling it. And if they did cancel it, there is no rain check.
Yeah, and so this
you
is,
just missed it.
It's a coveted world experience. So my point is, I'm trying to get back because it's very hard for me to do that. You know, you got to follow the bouncing ball. Was that we are let off from our coach, and it was a 2.5 hour bus ride from the ship to get into Edinburgh, and then you're walking, and of course, like I said, there are no rails, so you're up and down, and I'm telling you,
there is no ADA in Europe.
No,
not like
I mean, I'm sorry, get you know, you deal with it. You got cobblestones, and then masses amounts of people that are coming together in this big queue of like a mass amount of people, and so you're kind of like walking shoulder to shoulder, face to back, and so here's the deal. This is what I was really impressed with, and this is what impressed me with the people in our group. We had people on canes. We had people who, you know, maybe couldn't really get around. No one complained. There were no whiners in this group. I just thought, you know, that's season traveling, because what's it going to do? What are you going to complain? Does anybody else want to hear about your sore knees?
The thing about going into the Edinburgh Stadium, so you got to figure there's 8,500 people. I mean, there's 8,500 people all converging on one entrance.
It was
I
one
mean,
entrance.
One entrance. 8,500 people. And there was not one problem. You did not see anybody raising their voice. You did not see anybody acting angry. And after everybody got in, everybody watched. It was done, you know, it had a splendid, splendid show. And then everybody gets up and leaves. And guess what? There's still no problems. I mean, there was no pushing, shoving, running, jumping, anything like that. It was just everybody was extremely well. I'm not talking about our group. We're rowdy. But I'm talking about 8,500 people.
Right.
And you're saying, well, there's cops everywhere. No. No, there weren't. I mean, the bobbies or the police were out there, or whatever they call them in Scotland, and they're off to the side. But you know, we saw no incidents of trouble. We saw no incidents of anything. 8,500 people leaving, and everybody had just, and you could just hear them talking. What a great, 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 great time they had.
Yeah, on the way out in all different accents.
And in fact, in all the places we went to, there was no what you would call crass behavior.
No.
There was no t-shirts that said things that were, you know, that you look at me and think, how could you wear a t-shirt like that?
I didn't see any crackage.
You didn't see these things.
I didn't see plumbers crack. That was not a common thing in Europe.
I don't even know what to say about that. Except the fact is that things were, you know, different. Now, here's things that aren't, you know, that you have to face when you get there. Everything is extravagantly priced.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievably priced. The fact that the euro is worth $1.85 is, you know, and we're going to talk about that with Eric today. The pound is worth $1.85 or $1.90 against our dollar. But things that, and then plus they put a 27% VAT, value added tax, onto everything, I think except food, anything. But if you buy something, it's got that 27% tax on it, plus whatever else they're charging. But it's all included in there. I mean, you don't ever see it. But you can get the VAT back if you send in a letter within 30 days or an email within certain numbers. You'll get that money returned to you somehow. I'm not sure how it happens, but because it's not even worth my time. But it would be if you're buying some bigger items over there. But the other things are is that do they have – when you go into places like Belfast – went into Belfast, Ireland, and
saw the wall,
the peace wall. No, the peace wall is a wall between the Protestants and the Catholics, and it's there. Why? And they lock down the gates at night. It's to keep them from going back and forth and killing each other. Even though that the troubles have gone down, you think we got problems in Ferguson, Missouri? Oh, no. Yeah, Ferguson, Missouri, yes, we had problems there. And why we had problems, you know, there was a shooting. But everything, I can't even talk about that, but everything afterwards was this constant pushing from all sides, it looks like. When you go to Belfast, you feel it. When you're in those neighborhoods, there is a darkness in there. Not through all of Belfast, no. But in those neighborhoods, There is a darkness, and they are painted on walls where there are heroes or murals of the troubles of this organization, this group. These four guys murdered by the, you know, by the black and tans, by the Brits. I mean, this is on walls everywhere. And in, you're in a city or part of a city that is just, you just can't believe it. And we're going to publish some, we've got some taken photos and all that. We'll publish them on our website.
Yeah. When we,
so that, so you can see them, but this is just, it was,
right. When we get back, we're going to have to take a break. We'll talk a little bit more about sharing with you what happened in the European countries that we went to, what's going on right now in London, what we experienced at the airport. And, let's talk about too, while we were in Belfast, we were able to experience a world-class museum. So much history we want to share with you when we get back, and other topics as well. But we'll be right back. KCNR 1460, happy Friday.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
Shop the Goldmark annual estate sale going on now with thousands of vintage, unique, and one-of-a-kind jewelry items. Special six-month deferred interest financing is available. Like us on Facebook for daily specials, and be sure to sign up in the store for your chance to win a free one-ounce gold bar. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. The Goldmark annual estate sale. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Rumor has it, Lulu established a roadhouse to provide good food and drinks in a relaxing atmosphere at affordable prices. Today, Lulu's continues the tradition, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with specials posted daily. Lulu's Catering serves special events at your site or in their banquet room with customized menus to fit your budget. And they have the best Bloody Mary in town. Find Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on Pine Street, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You know, Scotland the Brave, and you haven't heard that until you've heard over 100, maybe 150 bagpipes and the drums going when they're
more
marching
than that.
Up and yeah, you're right.
Maybe they filled the whole football field.
Probably maybe 200 bagpipers going back and forth playing that. Anyway, welcome back to KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. I know you're saying, "Oh God," you know, talking about their vacation, but there's a lot of things that we'd like to share with people because it was pretty cool. But there's one of the things we'd like to share, of course, is Four Winds Jewelry. That's right. Our friends at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, a full-service jewelry store providing the finest selection of jewelry in Northern California. I'm going down there
get
today.
Get your watch. Get your watch fixed.
I'm going to go back to my watch that I just thought it was the battery went out, but no. So I'm taking it down today because it's got the only watch repair person in all area here. So let him work on that. And but then also to see what are the kind of great things that Leonard has down there with, you know, whether it's a whether it's jewelry from Native Americans or the estate jewelry, any of that. Great. That's at 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. Four Winds Jewelry. Okay.
Well, no, when we talk about, we're going to talk a little bit more about our trip. But the fascinating thing is that, you know, of course, we're a nation of immigrants. And we learned so much. And that is the beauty of travel. Travel, to me, is kind of the seed of life in the sense that you learn so much about what you don't know. Do you know what I'm saying? It's fascinating to. In fact, I know 6 months from now, I will wake up and go, "Oh wow!" Because it was so intense. Now we want to really thank. First of all, we were really impressed with the Princess Ruby. We were very impressed with you never went with your plate or the customer service was unbelievable.
You didn't sit anywhere without somebody coming over and asking if you wanted something to drink or eat or drink or drink or drink.
You had three people waiting on it you at the same time.
I also have is that everybody you met there was polite. We had a tour of the galley or the kitchen. It shouldn't be called a galley, but you know, in the kitchen with the head chef, the executive chef there. Everybody in this place working came over to say hello to you. There wasn't a person there that when you dealt with them, when you said hello, or they just saw you, that they did not have a greeting. Now, there were very, very, very few Americans in the crew. Most of them were, a lot of them were Filipino, but a lot came from Eastern Europe. A lot of Serbians, Ukrainians, Macedonians. You saw a lot of those. The Italians, of course, a lot of Italians.
Our captain or the commandant was Italian.
Commodore,
excuse me.
Yeah. Let's go back here, too. Let's talk about a little bit about real life over there, too. There's cameras everywhere. Everywhere. Cameras everywhere. And the threat of they take the threat of terrorism very, very serious over there. In fact, so much, and we're not exactly sure what was going on, that after you've gone through Heathrow security, you know what? I will never complain about going through TSA back here in the United States again. I will not complain because they get you. They come through there, and even if you know, you've already been looked at, now they're screening you, and they'll take a look, and then they pulled my bag out, my carry-on, just pulled it out, and they say, "Oh, you're just lucky today, mate." And they ran an explosives tester around the bag just to make sure it wasn't, and then they let me go on through. Linda's parents were stopped, strip searched practically, and taken. I mean, they just went through everything on their carry-on and were just taking, well, this is too much of this, too much of this.
They didn't follow the rules.
They didn't follow the rules, but they were nice about it. They were extremely polite, but they were extremely thorough. And then as we were getting ready to get on the plane, you know, after you've gone through all of this, they selected a large group of people to go through another security check getting onto the plane. As you know, before you could get to the door, they got you again. And the same thing. They were looking for things. So we're not sure if they're – and I believe you read that the terrorist
threat
was
up. Well, this
morning
I heard on – I don't know what it was, one of the news channels this morning that the UK now is on a high alert for – they're expecting to have a terrorist there is a terrorist threat, perhaps a terrorist bombing. And you've heard on some of their certain flights that, you know, that have gone – from Boston to Paris or something like that. And so we really, when you think about it, you know, is there ever a time to travel? You know, both Carl and I have said in the past that we've traveled at great times when there's been unrest in the world and you just can't live your life by that. But it was never something that was discussed on the ship. It was never discussed. And I have to tell you a couple things. What I really like that I think America could learn from is the way that their bathrooms are all, every bathroom I went to, we went to Ireland, Scotland, England, and a little places on the islands. Now, I don't know if it's because Princess lets her, you know, people off there, and I don't know.
No, it's because
we never really
we were,
got to go in deep.
Because we went to places Princess, we weren't on tours. We just went there.
Well, but I have to say that the bathrooms were clean, and what they would have is very efficient because you would wash your hands. Then you would put your hands up above the where you wash your hands. You'd soap them, wash them, and then the dryer was right there. So it was all like this little compartmentalized.
They make things easy for you.
And it's not wasteful of paper. So that was, I noticed that throughout. And then we love the fact that, you know, there's signs, like the way that they, all their trash cans are clean. And also we felt like there wasn't litter. Wherever we went, I didn't see litter. I didn't see a lot of homeless. I didn't see.
Well, they're there. And you didn't see a lot of them, but they were there. And you could see them if you looked for them. And they were up baking up. And not, we saw, this is Edinburgh with the main streets downtown. And we saw less beggars on those streets than you see on Market Street right here in Reading. I mean, I can just tell you that. I mean, maybe they pick them up at night and move them. I'm not sure. The other thing, too, is we just have State of Jefferson's in the news where they went down and delivered their secessionist. They want to secede withdrawal from California. Scotland is voting on leaving the United Kingdom and becoming their own independent nation. They've tried it before years ago, and that failed. But now the move is big, and you see these signs all over Scotland.
Yes.
And that's
no.
All it says. Yes. I didn't see too many no's because I think they'd probably throw rocks through their windows.
Well, it's interesting.
But
September 18th.
Everywhere.
September 18th is the big day for the vote, Parliament. We had a wonderful tour guide that took us into, of course, where your father wanted to always golf, and that was a big homage to your dad's memory of to going to St. Andrews, which, by the way, I could spend a week there. Every place that we went, I could spend a week on each island and location. So anyway, we had a wonderful tour guide that was a Scottish, very Scottish, and really gave us a history on the way back, which again was about an hour and a half trip to go from the ship into St. Andrews. About September 18th is not the vote that's going to be and he said it's going to be very interesting what's going to be happening with the pound. Are we going to be using the British pound? And it should be very interesting when we have our Wells Fargo Market Minute, how that is going to affect world trade.
Well, we're going to have Eric in here, Eric Wickstrom, and one of the things I wanted to talk about was things like that.
Now, about the captains? We've got to go onto the captain's brig.
Right.
And is it called the brig? What's it called?
The
bridge. I'm sorry. We got to go into the captain's bridge, which was like this big bubble that hung over the ship. And it was absolutely a fantastic treat by our Jeanette from Avanti had, you know, of course, she owns Avanti Travel, and she had checked with some of her contacts. And we got this invite. It's only 15 people that can go up there. And we felt so privileged that we were able to do that. So a big shout out and thank you for that.
That's right. And here's the thing I learned. That ship, if you've ever done any sailing on a modern or a powerboat or modern stuff, it's the same equipment. It's bigger, but it's the same equipment. You've got a sonar. You've got a radar. You've got a GPS. In fact, you still have a sextant on there that you have to do a sextant at least once a day. You know, because even if you've got backups and backups of where you are. The other thing is that you remember that big old ship's wheel that you remember seeing, you know, like on a Titanic and all these? No. It's about the size of a dinner plate now. And or the guy can just sit there, the one in charge, the second officer, sits there with a little joystick. And kind of he can move the ship around.
Mm-hmm.
They still use flags. They still use flags that they run up when they're coming into countries or their
it's a language
that they use. So
there are two guys that are there. That's all they do for 4 hour shifts is they're the lookouts in binoculars. That's all they do.
They stand in front and they just sit there, or they stand there. They don't sit.
They stand there and they look at. That was fascinating. And gosh, Carl, I just felt like we learned so many things. And we'll just go on about it, but we've got to really get on with the show.
We do. So what we're going to do is Terry's on the line, and I think I know what Terry wants to talk about because I want to talk about it too, because I brought it up about Scotland wanted to secede from the United Kingdom, and Terry was down there at Sacramento. And so, Terry, let us take a quick break, and then we'll come right back. We're going to take an early break, come back, and let's talk about that. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Every week I get patients that say, Doc, I can't live with this foot and leg pain. Raymond Miner is a classic example. He lives in Alturas. He was in serious trouble. His feet and hands were burning at night, making sleep almost impossible. His balance was affected, and now he was using a walker. We introduced Raymond to a new form of treatment called analgesic stim. Used successfully in Europe for over 20 years, available only at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Within a few treatments, Raymond began to feel better and threw away his walker. If you're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, or stabbing pain in your hands or feet caused by peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point quality assessment to see if you are a candidate for this new life-saving treatment. In Reading, call 530-302-3555.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
First-time homebuyers, investors, and those seeking refinance. Ready for an exceptional lending experience? Lane Home Financial Services is here to help. Our direct lending paperless underwriting ensures timely closings, providing conventional, FHA, VA, USDA, reverse mortgage, and much more. You deserve the best from a local lender. Call toll-free now, 877-933-3330. With offices in Reading, Chico, and Mount Shasta, we welcome the opportunity.
Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Not a commitment to lend. NMLS number 764-637. California DBO 607-3458. California DBO 916-324-6624. California BRE number 009-8834.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach. It is 69 degrees out there. It is 7:47 in the morning. It is August the 29th, the last, you know what, last Friday in August.
And we are glad to be back on American soil.
And it is brought to you by this portion. Orchard Nutrition. You know what? Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center is your center for a healthy lifestyle. It absolutely is. In-store deli, nutritionists on the staff, free classes, free water. You know, find out all about that by heading down to Orchard Nutrition. I tell you, largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. They have, you know, just walking into the store, and I've said it, you feel healthier. Okay, Orchard Nutrition. Hey, by the way, tonight is our very first a local high school football game.
Woo!
Shasta Wolves at Anderson Cubs. The game starts at 7:30. Pregame show starts at 7:05. That's tonight, right here on KCNR 1460.
Love it.
Let's go to the phones. Terry, you were down in Sacramento.
Thank you for holding.
Hey, welcome back, you two.
Well,
thank you.
Thanks for holding.
Do you like our guest hosts?
Pardon me?
Did you like our guest hosts sitting in while we were gone?
We're glad you're back.
Thanks, buddy.
Everyone is glad you're back. Probably Patrick Jones is really glad you're back since Ken Murray called him an idiot.
Oh, well, really?
It was a lot of fun.
That doesn't surprise me.
Then I went out of town, so I didn't hear him.
Hey, tell us what happened this afternoon, buddy.
Sure, you bet. Anyway, what happened is we actually went down there, Mark Baird, and went in with a group of people into the Secretary of State. We recorded the petition and the declarations, and basically, as Ben DC said from Fox News, this is the birth certificate of a new state. We brought in two of the declarations. We went to the parliamentarian of the Assembly, parliamentarian of the Senate. It was introduced there, and they now formally have basically been notified of what we're doing. We sent people inside. We had around 175 people show up, which was amazing to me because it ended up being kind of an event. And we went to every single assembly office and every single Senate office, and we delivered and hand-delivered a statement about how this would be good for both Northern California and Southern California. It was absolutely, it was really exciting. We had a photographer, a cameraman, and a reporter with us the whole time following a group of us as we went to different offices. I got a chance to sit down with Jim Nielsen, and we chatted, and that was on the news, and we had Mark was on probably six or seven different stations. We're still getting reports back in Sacramento Bee. His statement at the beginning, after he had gotten all this done at the Secretary of State's office, and we got recorded and everything, that's all on film, and it's going to keep coming like fireworks. The reason we only delivered two of the declarations is twofold. One is we've got the other four we'll be bringing down eventually, but we brought these two in because we wanted to make sure, even though we had been instructed by the state on how we should proceed on this, you know, there still could be a boo-boo. You know, we still could have made a mistake somewhere. And so the really, the great part about it was, is we wanted to have a couple of counties where we had Board of Supervisors easily accessible to us, so if we made a mistake, we correct whatever we had to do in the declarations. However, the declarations were all flawless. Everything that we had done was right. And I can't tell you how exciting this whole thing has been. It's been amazing.
So what's the next step?
Well, the next step would be that we will take down, we'll probably take down the other four declarations, maybe two and two, while everybody's out of session. And then we have something else planned the day they get back. We do have committees now, since you've been gone. We have committees now in a total of 19 counties, and six are already in. It's been amazing. And what we're finding that's interesting in some of the new counties that are coming on and forming committees is that there are people that are on the Board of Supervisors in those counties wanting to be on the committee. So we're really finding an interesting dynamic, and of course we have some things working with Shasta County that you'll be reading about and hearing about very shortly, mm-hmm. probably as soon as this Saturday.
Good.
But we did get all the information that we needed from Shasta County on emails and everything else. After a bit of a tussle, the county attorneys gave us the information we wanted. So there's a lot of interesting things that are going to happen. As I've said before, this isn't Kansas anymore, and it's there's really a lot of interesting dynamics going on.
They were talking, Angels in here, and one of the things that we've noticed is that, you know, with Scotland talking about wanting the yes vote so they can become their own country. They've got huge oil reserves, and right now the money goes to Britain. And the way they're marketing for the yes vote is, for Scotland's independence, is that they've identified their ability to sustain through oil reserves. So the marketing on the positives of independence, job growth, and all that. So that's a good way, you know, it's a good way of doing it, is talking about how independence or having a new state could lead to positive job growth and all these, making that a very positive aspect of it, and let that start pounding on people's heads.
That's a good point. And the thing, first of all, it's not secession. We're not leaving the United
right.
States.
Right.
And the other thing is that you're absolutely right. So that's the procedure we took in talking to Democrats and Republicans alike down there. And the procedure we're taking is that this is good for everyone. This is not just good for the people up here. It's good for everyone. And as far as the economy goes, we don't have to really do anything on that because our good friend Tim Draper went ahead, because when he did the six Californias, the LAO office, Carl, had to make a report. And they found that the 11 counties that are included in his portion of the state of Jefferson has a 15% better GDP than New Mexico. So even if we're the same, the economics are there. And of course, as you know, we did have experts do an 88-page financial report, which was asked for by the Board of Supervisors here, which they did not read. But we have some interesting things that are going to happen here in Shasta County, I guarantee that. But getting back to the overall general comment you made as far as the economy goes, yeah, we could sustain, and we have natural resources all around us. We have real wealth in what we have in mining, what we have in timber. We have real wealth, and that's something that that would be positive as far as the economy growth of the state of Jefferson, and it would take it would allow the people down in Southern California to solve their problems that they have with, you know, with the infrastructure they have down there, the challenges that they have with gangs, you know, the population challenge they have, the crime challenge they have. They could concentrate their efforts down there to do what they need to do to make that urban area a better place to live.
Okay, Terry. Thanks. I sure appreciate the call. I knew you'd pick up on that when I started talking about Scotland voting to move.
Well, one thing, too, you might want to consider having Mark Baird on over the next week or so.
Could you do me a favor and just text me his phone number again?
Sure, no problem.
I've got it, you know, in my stack of cards and all the stuff here, and I was looking for it, in fact, this morning, if you could just do that so I can give
no
him a
problem.
Call.
No problem, and really, welcome back, you two.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tara.
Thanks.
Sure. All right. Hey, you know, when we come, we still got a few minutes here.
Last night. I'm curious to know who showed up last night. Maybe we can get a couple callers about, you know, the city council.
Oh, yeah, the Reading GOP council candidates. They didn't invite, because it was the Republican candidates for the Reading City
But there
council,
also were two Democrats.
But they weren't invited because this was for, and according to Cheryl Clifford, said she left them out of the debate, the two Democrats, because her members used a form for endorsement purposes. And she also contends there is no such thing as a nonpartisan office. I think she's right. You can say there's not, but I mean, you vote a certain way and you believe a certain way. Now, can you put your differences aside to move forward? Yes, I absolutely believe this. But if there was no such thing as a partisanship, then why have parties? Let's just do away with parties and just vote for the person who makes the best, you know, makes the best appeal to you. Oh, you should be doing that anyway. If you've got a guy that's running that's a Democrat or independent, a Libertarian, or a Republican, a Greenie, and they've got the answer on how to fix things, then perhaps they should get the vote. Of course, the way the Democrats have fixed the system now is that with the two number of vote getters is that really a lot of these people are – you might as well just write them off. They have no chance anymore, Libertarians, Greenies. Some of the other smaller parties, they just don't have a chance. I know, because I said. Now, on September 6th, on the other hand, the Democratic Committee of the Council for Northern California is having a debate, and they're having all of the city council candidates.
And guess who they've asked?
Including Heidi Hall, and opponents of Measure A and B will be there. And like I said, it's hosted by the Shasta County Democrats. It's going to be Saturday, September 6th. And you said, and guess
what? Well, I mean, you've been asked to moderate.
I've been asked to moderate that. And I saw an article, I saw in the editorial today. I saw when they talked about it, they just said that they've asked me to moderate it. And I love to moderate these things. I really do love to moderate them because I like listening to them and I don't ask questions. I just moderate. But in the paper and editorial today, it said the local Democrats, in case you're wondering, are also planning a candidates forum on September 6th. The Shasta County Democrat Central Committee have asked local conservative radio host and station co-owner Carl Bott to moderate. All six candidates are expected to be there. I'd like to say is that I am a conservative Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. I'm really moderate Tuesdays and Thursdays. Saturdays, I am a liberal. And Sunday, I am as bipartisan as you can find. There.
Oh,
Record Searchlight. And by the way, Record Searchlight, I brought back a real paper from England so you can see what one looks like. Yeah.
I may have thrown that out last night.
You did not throw out my English paper. You tell me you did not throw that one out. This is the one that talked about National Health Service, how they
all right,
were, they
we'll
were,
go through the garbage.
You're not letting ill people get drugs because they were too expensive.
I'm sorry,
but if you want to line the garbage with paper, we have one in my hand right now. Anyway.
Ooh.
Anyway, so I like to think of myself that I can be, you know, I can be conservative or moderate or liberal. I can do any of those because we try to let everybody on. Okay. There are certain things I am conservative about. I realize that. Our military, who is constantly getting screwed by both Republicans and the Democrats. Here's my question. What is our congressman doing about the congressman Moffa? What's he doing about our officers and getting these pink slips while they're in combat? I've asked that question for about 3 weeks now. Still haven't got an answer. And I know people from people that work for Congressman Lamoff are listening to us right now. So maybe by Monday we can have a question on that. Oh, that's right. Monday's Labor Day.
We'll be here.
We're going to be here.
Because it's Labor Day.
Most people with businesses will be here. Who's off on Mondays? Oh, government. Hey, we love you guys. Boy. Hey, we're going to be right back after the break, and we're going to have Eric Wittstrom here, and we're going to be talking finance, economy, what's it look like here in the North State, and other things we just want to talk about. Hey, I hope you're having a great day. It is 7:59, 69 degrees out there. This is Carl Lindebach.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Britain's Home Secretary says the country has raised the terror threat level from substantial to severe, but says there is no specific threat. British Prime Minister David Cameron says raising the threat level is warranted.
I will always do what I believe is necessary to keep the British people safe. That is the way I make these judgments about what we should do.
The heightened threat level means that a terrorist attack is considered, quote, highly likely. Republicans, meanwhile, reacting to President Obama's statement that, quote, we don't have a strategy yet for dealing with Islamic militants in Syria.
Not long after the president made that remark at a Thursday news conference, the GOP chairman of the House Intelligence Committee responded. Michigan Congressman Mike Rogers said it confirmed what he and other Republicans have been talking about for almost 2 years, that President Obama has no real strategy. The White House says military options are still being drafted by the Pentagon.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. European Union foreign ministers are weighing the 28-nation bloc stance in the Ukraine crisis amid increasing calls to beef up economic sanctions against Russia. The way forward is not clear, but UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon makes it clear he is concerned about the situation.
This remains a key obstacle to the de-escalation of the situation on the ground on arms and heavy weaponry reportedly continue to flow unabated into Ukraine from Russia.
The ministers meeting today in Milan. Consumer spending has declined for the first time since January. The Commerce Department says spending dipped a tenth of a percent in July with a drop in car purchases, accounting for most of the weakness. Income growth also slowed to 0.2%, the weakest showing in 7 months. On Wall Street, it's been a mixed bag so far. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is struggling right now. It's down by just about 12 points. And this is SRN News.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid. For one simple reason, Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
20 years of debt management services, nearly $100 million saved in finance charges. It's Trinity's 20th anniversary, and these are just a few of the milestones we're celebrating as we begin our third decade of helping people become debt-free for keeps.
My name is Mike. Trinity brought us relief by greatly reducing our interest and consolidating our bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Military officials in Massachusetts have confirmed that the pilot of an F-15 jet that crashed in remote Virginia mountains was killed. Colonel James Keith is commander of the 104th Fighter Wing and says he's grateful for all the help in locating the pilot's body.
I am thankful for the overwhelming support demonstrated by the nearly 30 agencies in the Virginia area that spent the last 30 hours scouring over dangerous terrain, committed to bringing home our fallen airmen. The search team was comprised of local, state, and federal agencies, as well as civilian volunteers from the local community. They truly lived up to our charge to never leave an airman behind.
Colonel James Keefe says his thoughts and prayers are with the family of the dead pilot. Chelsea Clinton quitting her job as a reporter to NBC News. Bill and Hillary Clinton's daughter has been working at the network since 2011, sporadically doing feature stories on people or organizations doing public-spirited work. Politico magazine reported earlier this year that NBC was paying her $600,000 a year. This is SRN News. Google's secretive research laboratory is trying to build a fleet of drones designed to bypass earthbound traffic so packages can be delivered to people more quickly.
The ambitious program escalates Google's technological arms race with rival Amazon.com. The latter is also experimenting with self-flying vehicles to carry merchandise purchased by customers of its online store. Google has dubbed its effort Project Wing. It's the latest venture to emerge from Google's X Lab, which has also been working on self-driving cars and several other innovations.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Google expects it to take several more years before its fleet of drones is fully operational. It adds that test flights in Australia, though, have been at least moderately successful. Recently, one delivered a first aid kit, some candy bars, dog treats, and water to two farmers in a remote location. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It is the 29th of August, our last Friday in August. Savannah, let it get away from us. And our phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room and join us. And then, of course, we start off with our friends from Wells Fargo Advisors, Cameron Middleton. Cameron,
what's happening on Wall Street?
Morning. Well, Wall Street is getting ready for the Labor Day weekend and is actually fairly mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 13 points to 17,065. The NASDAQ is up 13 points to 4,571. And the S&P 500 is basically flat at 1997. Oil is up 66 cents an ounce to 95.21 a barrel. And gold is down 83 cents an ounce to 1288. While silver is basically flat at $19.55 an ounce. Now, the 10-year Treasury is yielding 2.34%, and some advancing stocks today. We have GoPro actually up $1.75 to $50.64 a share. United Healthcare up 45 cents to $86.79. And Goldman Sachs today up $1.42 to $179.07. This has been your market update from Cameron Middleton at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey,
thanks, Cameron. We'll be back listening to our Wells Fargo ex-advisors and Cameron Middleton checking in again at 9:05 here on KCNR 1460 on your AM dial. We're so happy to have you here this morning. It's currently 73 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a hot day with temperatures around 97 again. We're happy throughout our forecast of the weekend that we are under triple-digit weather, mostly clear tonight with temperatures. Our lows are predicted to be 64, tomorrow 92, Sunday 95, and looks like we're going to have a good weekend. I just went outside to get quarters because they're starting to enforce the downtown parking area. So I went out to get quarters out of my car for our good friend here, who's a banker and should always have quarters on him.
I'm sure I'll have to pay you back with interest.
You know,
so
what?
Anyway,
you think that we just gave that to you.
It's overcast, but it's mostly clear. But anyway, so the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are our warm friends, and it's very cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer.
You got them both in at the same time.
Heck yeah.
365-3793, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Hey, Eric Wickstrom is with us today, and president of the Northern Vision of Five Star Bank.
Good morning.
Welcome back. Bang.
All right.
you know what?
We'll put that on our banner.
Yeah. All you can do is have a quarter on you.
I know.
Welcome to the show this morning, Eric.
A little more confident.
Thank you. It's good.
Great to be here. We've had a volatile market.
We have had a volatile market, but
what's going on? with this.
Are we putting you on the spot? Because we've been in Europe and we just got back like 24 hours ago.
And you're trying to catch up and figure out what in the world, what in the world's going on. Well, you know, we've had, you know, strength in the stock market. And I think the folks at Wells Fargo Advisors, you know, can probably comment better on what's causing that. But, you know, we've seen over the last 30 days some really, you know, some historic highs in the stock market, which in the readings that I've had, you know, some of it's driven by just catching up to where it was, but now growing a little beyond that. You know, the previous historic highs were in the year 2000, and we're kind of just getting back to that. And but the, you know, the people that are a lot smarter in the economy than I am have saying that, you know, we're still and we're seeing it here too. We're still working hard to get economic growth, and it's slow. It's real slow. And I think that's not only on the West Coast, it's nationwide. You know, we have certainly pockets of prosperity and economic growth in the tech sector and some of the other geographic areas, but as a country, as a state, and as our county, you know, the economic growth is slow, and it's just kind of putting along.
The coastal regions, certain spots in the coastal regions here in California are doing well.
Yeah.
But as soon as you go inland, I mean, we start talking about different Californias, and you talk about the state of Jefferson.
Like six of them?
Well, no.
Or two of them?
I read a great great article and said there's already two Californias. You've got the coastal region of California, and then 50 miles inland is – a total
it is a
different
whole different
California,
culture,
different culture, different
economy,
everything,
and it's been that way. I mean, having been born and raised in California, you know, it's always been that way. The Central Valley is a whole different culture and economy and social makeup than the coastal region has ever been, and you know, I think that. One of the things that a lot of the, you know, politicians and economic leaders had tried to do is make the valley, you know, look like the coast, and it's just not. And I think there's finally a recognition that and we're seeing that as we're involved at Five Star Bank with a lot of the different economic development efforts, whether it's at the county level or the regional level. We're involved with most of the EDCs, all the chambers. Mm-hmm. There's a Northern California Leadership Academy that kind of consolidates small towns and looking at how we can stimulate the economy. And the first thing is a recognition of what we are and what we're not. You know, we're not a beach community.
No.
Nor will
we be.
No, and
maybe.
And we, you know, there's a lot of efforts to be the next Silicon Valley. There will never be another Silicon Valley. Just you know, but that doesn't mean you can't make efforts to stimulate job growth and job creation and small business creation in the tech sector in different ways.
Could we be the back end of Silicon Valley, though?
it'd be nice.
No, I don't mean that. You know, oh, you mean like no, I don't mean ask.
Yeah,
I mean kind of like you could have people here if we had a very robust communication system that people can come up here and do a lot of jobs and feed a lot of stuff.
Quite frankly, that's where, you know, not only our core industries of, you know, of natural resources and agriculture, tourism, but to be the minor leagues, if you will, for the tech sector is absolutely a focus of economic development. And I think a recognition that we have the opportunity to do it. We have a low cost of living. We have a relatively low cost of the workforce. And with improved technology, and I think a lot of that comes into fiber optics and kind of improving access to technology, that's a real possibility for economic growth.
We're seeing it in
Butte County. Mm-hmm. There's some very, very strong. There is a gentleman that grew up in Gridley.
Mm-hmm.
His family was first generation farmers down there. He went to the Silicon Valley. He made it big, and he came back and said, "You know, I'm going to help grow where I grew up." And he's a Chico State grad, and he had an opportunity with his company, which he now has. It provides service and support for some of the largest tech companies, you know, the Facebooks and the Googles. And he moved and put a call center and a service center in Chico. He hired 400. He built it and had 400 people hired in about 120 days. That was last year.
We need
that.
We need that.
Yeah. And relatively high paying jobs, you know, higher paying than the service jobs that are out there.
Yeah.
You know, good benefits, good quality, you know, support. Mm-hmm. And so those sort of things we can do. And we have that, you know, we need, there's a few pieces of the puzzle that we don't have, but,
they're getting in there though.
Yep.
Well, there's a university there. So, you know, you have a more of a progressive outlook. And so, but what we have, what we did there was an example of somebody who loved their, where they grew up and wanted to bring it back.
And wanted to allow other people to have that same experience.
Right.
Not have to leave.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Martin and his people have, I tell you what outstanding service they provide to our community. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies, warranties, guarantees. They have it all. Is your air conditioner working at its peak efficiency? Well, he's going to tell you if it is or not, and then they'll fix it if you need that. Check out their website at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 221-2642. Martin and his people from Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, our guest, Eric Wickstrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank, talking about what he's seeing here and how we're just maybe we're just a big pipe away from taking a big step forward. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Every week I get patients that say, Doc, I can't live with this foot and leg pain. Raymond Miner is a classic example. He lives in Alturas. He was in serious trouble. His feet and hands were burning at night, making sleep almost impossible. His balance was affected, and now he was using a walker. We introduced Raymond to a new form of treatment called analgesic stim, used successfully in Europe for over 20 years, available only at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Within a few treatments, Raymond began to feel better and threw away his walker. If you're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, or stabbing pain in your hands or feet caused by peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point quality assessment to see if you are a candidate for this new life-saving treatment. In Reading, call 530-302-3555.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. We dig into the politics of public policy, land use, and Agenda 21. We cover smart growth, immigration, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and the many, many scams of sustainable development.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not-so-famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
Join us for We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Honor Flight Northern California is currently seeking donations for a Shasta County community flight. It is our intention to honor all those remaining World War II veterans in Shasta County with a free 3-day trip to Washington, D.C. Donation checks or money orders can be made out to Honor Flight Northern California. Call 357-3380 on where to send them or drop them off at Classy Cafe on Athens Avenue, Jones Fort on East Cypress Avenue, or New West Medical Incorporated on Churn Creek Road.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Friday, and the time is 8:19 in the morning. The temperature is 73, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Phone numbers here are 605-4567, and this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We just got back from
discounts for veterans. They got Espresso Joe's for coffee and any type of drink that you could possibly imagine there. Walk next door. E-cigs, different flavors, different sizes, the whole thing. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Right here at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, our guest is Eric Wichtum, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank, a business bank.
A business bank.
But you also
it's like Cheers.
Like Cheers. It's a bank when you walk in. Everybody knows your name. They wave at you.
Hey, you're welcome.
And
they've
got you. You're on their Facebook pages. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Yes, good morning and welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Charles.
I was at the CRA forum last night.
You were at the CRA forum last night. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they had just the Republican candidates.
Yeah, just the four Republicans.
Right. Okay.
So,
what'd you think of that?
Oh, well, it wasn't bad. Did
you have a favorite?
Well, you had a couple of candidates that like to give a lot of non-answers.
I can't imagine that.
They're getting evasive already.
And then you have the other two candidates who actually did. Give answers to questions.
Uh-huh.
But the last question, the question on smart meters, was the response given by a certain Michael DeQuisto was very interesting.
What was that?
Because, I mean, his reaction, I mean, he couldn't have been any more angry at the person asking the question. Then, I mean, it was like, you know, somebody had threatened his grandmother or something, the way he reacted. I mean, it was like, oh, this is not a city affair. This is, you know, even though, you know, smart meters, smart growth, and and sustainable development, you know, I mean, it's, you know, building and planning, you know, these are all, I mean, very municipal affairs, and certainly the, you know, smart meters is an issue upcoming with REU, and so for Michael DeQuisto to give that kind of a hostile response, I was a little taken back by that, but, you know, the other people in the room, they saw it too.
Well, good. Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad, Charles. You know, there's going to be another one on September 6th. Are you going to go to that one?
Oh, I intend to.
Yeah.
Is that the one where all six candidates will be there?
Yes.
You know, time and location.
It's going to be at 3 p.m. at 1800 Park Marina Drive. And we'll be announcing it a lot more. So, because we want to see everybody be there. Yep. Democrats, Republicans, we don't care who you are, because if you care about our town, you need to care about these debates. Okay, Charles, thanks a lot.
I was expecting, you know, with all the talk about Scotland, to hear some Braveheart clips.
Well, you know what? We're coming through with that because, you know what? God knows we need a Braveheart in our in people running. You know, I'm tired of hearing people go, well, you know what? My handler said I should really get out too far in the front on this. You know what? They remember Braveheart. And you know what? Braveheart, he died, but he died in the great cause, and his enemies were lying dead in front of him.
His last word was what? Freedom?
That's right. Freedom. Freedom! All right.
That
thanks,
was
Charles.
After being tortured.
Yeah. Or so they say. It was a movie. All right. Thanks a lot. All right. We're going to run. Okay.
Can you do that again, Carl?
Freedom!
All right. That's it.
That's it.
That's enough.
That's what we need. Freedom.
Yes.
You know, and here's the thing is.
And free thought.
I'm tired of people thinking, you know, here's our candidates.
Yeah.
Well, you're not running. That's right. I'm not running. But here's what we need. We need candidates that are going to take a step forward out there and say, this is what we need. And either you come in and people, you know, you got to let people know, what we care about.
You need, and we need to know what's important to them.
That's right. And if they don't want to tell us that, you know, and if Mike DeQuisto doesn't think that smart meters are that important, or Agenda 21 doesn't have anything to do with the city itself, that's
then he
fine.
Ought to say it.
Well, I think he did. I think that got people excited because that's what I believe. But it's, you know, but you've got others that are sitting there. Just look at the paper today. Just as an example, look at the paper today.
Yeah.
And on the page, they're talking about the four candidates, four GOP candidates.
Right.
There's four photos of the four candidates: Mike DeQuisto, Brent Weaver, Patrick Jones, and Michael Quinn. DeQuisto, Quinn, and Jones were all sitting there with a microphone in front of their face. Weaver was standing there with his hands on, you know, one of his hands on his hips, or maybe a, you know, a hand out like this, you know, with a gesture, where it just he was different than the other three. And you know, and if you don't think that the Record Searchlight didn't pick those on purpose for that, then you're wrong. Then you're wrong because they did.
Really?
Whoever selected those
you
photos.
You think they thought through that?
Of course they did. Did you see the last time Patrick Jones ran? They had a photo of him that looked like somebody had hit him with a prickly pear in the butt. And his face was like that, but they ran that photo every
time. And time again.
Every time. You know? So anyway, okay, let's go on. I know, I'm just on a roll here.
Called 24 hours ago, we were on a plane, and we lost 24 hours in space.
It's catching up with me. Okay, Eric, one of the things you talked about, you know, one of the things like us to see is this big broadband capability.
Yes.
My sister lives in Chattanooga.
Yep.
And they have probably one of the fastest internet rates in the nation there in Chattanooga. And this is Chattanooga, Tennessee, on the river there.
Right.
But what else do they have there? They've got a university. That university's always been there. But what else do they have? They have the Volkswagen just moved a big factory in there. They've got a big Japanese factory that builds
Kubota?
Yeah, that builds the tractors.
Yeah.
They've got other things moving in there. They've got technology. And what is the reason? One, Tennessee is a friendly state when it comes to business.
Taxes are less.
And there is no income tax in Tennessee. But they also have the technology. They have that big band.
That big pipe.
Information.
Yep.
That you can get information on and send it out.
Yes.
How do we get that right here?
Well, we just need some leadership. We need someone to just take the bull by the horns, not talk, and just get it done. As I mentioned earlier, we've been a supporter of a lot of different economic initiatives in the North State, and one of them is this Northern California Leadership Academy. It's a first year that has been put together. It'll continue, and it's bringing together kind of the 530 area code and the leaders in it to help solve similar problems. One of the broadband issues has been discussed and debated there. And for example, Nevada City, Grass Valley, instead of relying on one of the big providers to do it, they have a grassroots initiative that's organized and funded to bring broadband into Nevada City, Grass Valley area.
Wow!
And they're progressive. They're progressive, and there's kind of a microeconomy and video and TV and broadcast, and so they needed it to continue that growing that economy, and the people brought it in. They didn't get bundled up in a bureaucracy or an agency or relying on a national or regional provider. They just said, we're going to do it. And you can either get on board or get off. And they just did it. And they're in the process of implementing that right now.
From what I understand,
that does not surprise me about Nevada City and Grass Valley. Yeah. And Carl, not to interrupt you, but you know, Eric and I are from Sacramento, and at one time Grass Valley and Nevada City, you know, it's the county seat.
Yep.
But Grass Valley, I don't know. It seems that through the last 30 or some years, that is a little Silicon Valley. A lot of people have decided to take their money they made,
and move
retire,
up there.
And Grass Valley, buy their ranches, have the fabulous
get color. Out of the heat,
get
stay
out of the
below the snow line.
Exactly. And Nevada City has always been this, you know, you have, it's like a little mini San Fran.
Yep. And that's as we've gone through this process. I've had the opportunity of seeing the different towns and spending a little bit of time in there. And you're absolutely right. Nevada City, Grass Valley, that area, like, you know, Chico and like the Redding area are truly centers of influence for their geographic area and have the opportunity to influence what goes on around them and create economic growth. And that Nevada City, Grass Valley area where when we were going up, it was where the retirees went.
Mm-hmm.
But now it is drawing, incubator companies, early growth companies, and some emerging businesses and growing their economy,
like we can do. Like we have some, you know, some starts and stops to it, but we just really need a concerted effort to do it.
Well, I think it's there, and I'll tell you, we just flew into the Reading Airport last night.
Whenever it was, he got here.
Anyway, so the Reading Airport's been completely renovated and beautiful. Again, I keep saying this is going to sound funny, but there were clean bathrooms throughout Europe. And then in San Francisco Airport, you just saw a change.
Yeah.
Even though we were in the United Terminal. So when we got to the Reading Airport at almost midnight, looking around, I was like, they're getting ready. It's a sign. And we should be very happy and support the fact that we're ready. This means growth. It's brand new. It's nice.
We've got a lot of pieces of the puzzle. We just need leadership to pull it together and get things done.
By the way, the flights coming into Reading, the one at 7 o'clock was full, and the one at 10 o'clock was full. And this was on a Wednesday night. So I think we can fill these. Mm. I think we can fill these planes up and to get people back and forth, and they ran on time. And the luggage came. The fact that our luggage started 24 hours before and got there.
From the ship.
Was not ripped or anything this.
And how easy is it to get home from Reading as opposed to Sacramento or San Francisco? Oh, boy.
We were really afraid it was not going to happen.
You don't have to drive the 4 hours.
That's true, because we thought about that, about going down there. But, Avante fixed it up so we could all fly out.
Perfect.
And we all got back. Yep. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Eric Wittstrom, the president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. And this portion of the show has been brought to you by
Five Star Bank.
Bastiani Arms.
Bastiani Arms.
The bank and the guns. 2539 Larkspur. Yeah, don't come in. You can, because anyway. 2539 Larkspur is our firearms dealer of choice. When you're working or buying guns or buying ammo, John Bastiani prides himself on his customer support. And, of course, the fact they have anything you possibly want out there, and a lot of it's on sale. Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. And we'll be right back after this break.
The Liberty Tour featuring Clive and Bundy is coming August 30th to Wind River Casino in Reading. Sponsored by Agenda 21 Radio, the Liberty Tour allows you to join the discussion to save America. Featuring Clive and Bundy, Dr. Jim Garrow, Assemblywoman Shannon Grove, Orlean Curley, and Chris Street, the Liberty Tour will be addressing the most pressing issues of our time. The Liberty Tour will allow you to become armed with the information you'll need to save America and keep her exceptional. To purchase tickets for the Liberty Tour, go to www.agenda21radio or call 530-605-4565 or go to the studios of KCNR at 1326 Market Street, Reading, California. The Liberty Tour. Connect the dots. Hear the truth. Take a stand. Tickets are available at www.agenda21radio.com or call 530-605-4565. That's 530-605-4565. The Liberty Tour. Connect the dots.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, Live and Silent Auction, and Basket Drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
It's you.
Good morning. Welcome
what
back
a team,
to
What a team.
Excuse me.
That was a moment. We just had a moment for our libraries there, a little quiet time.
73 degrees.
I didn't hear it.
That's all right.
Is it playing at all?
Yeah, 73 degrees.
There you go. Win it.
Beautiful.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Danny boy. All right.
Hariconic.
Welcome
back. I still have ship. I still feel like I'm on a ship. You feel that little
You're kind
rock?
Of swaying a
I'm
little
rocking.
Bit there, Linda.
I'm rocking. It's currently 73 degrees in the downtown. Yes, you are at KCNR 1460 AM
the only
on your
place
dial.
To be.
And Carl, it's your turn. I know you're pointing like, my turn.
Well, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Well, somebody.
Well, you took my headphones. You could have been first.
To do this. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens.
So there is a method to this?
Man's last stronghold. I'm going down today to get my hair cut because it's
Thank
been a
goodness.
Couple of weeks. You know,
you going to go down in that shirt?
Can you get your hair cut? Oh, boy. He's got on a pink Hawaiian shirt. He said, I'm feeling really pinky today. I go, what's pinky? I heard you say peachy, but pinky, pink.
No, he's pinky.
He's got on a hot pink Hawaiian
Hibiscus.
Shirt.
I'm telling you, it's because today I'm in my moderate day. I usually save this shirt for Saturday, which is my liberal day. But I'm feeling kind of – no, this is my conservative pink, hot pink shirt. Tomorrow I'm going to be wearing kind of a forest green, environmentally friendly liberal shirt because Saturday is my liberal day. And then, of course, Sunday we go to church and I am bipartisan because I want God to know that both sides are fine with me. You know, I'm not a prod or a Cath.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not in Belfast here. You know,
oh,
people have got to get over that.
Intense.
I almost said a bad word. Were you ready to
hit the button?
They would know.
No, because Savannah would go, he didn't really say that.
Yeah.
He's never said a bad word in 5 years.
Oh, yes, you have.
Not on the air.
Okay, anyway, welcome back to the show. And our guest today is Eric Woodstrom, who is the president and, how many divisions now?
Well, we in July opened up our Chico office,
mm-hmm.
and that's been pretty exciting. It's been very successful. Hit the community. We've always had good customers in Chico, and they've done their work. You know, their banking kind of remotely, electronically. They haven't had a need to go into an office, but we wanted to get the right team, which we did. We hired a great team of people, and we opened in Chico. I think it was July 14th, so that's good. It's been, and so we have a total of six offices through Northern California.
Okay, with Sacramento.
Yeah, with the Sacramento offices, Rockland, Natomas, Ranch mm-hmm. Cordova. We have Elk Grove, Redding, and Chico.
And so you're, right now, are you going between Redding and Chico?
Redding and Chico quite a bit still. And then the sales team down, the business development team in Sacramento mm-hmm. too. I spend time with them. I was down there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm burning up mm-hmm. a lot of I-5.
And why? Well, there you go. And so you're seeing that. How important do you think that our new leadership with the city council, we have how many seats open? How have you been following?
Oh, yes. No, I think it's an important time. It's kind of a, you know, it's a, with three seats open. And it's going to be an important time for the people to say what direction do we want to go? Do we want to be, you know, do we want change? Do we want to be progressive? Maybe that's not, we have progressive on one of our ads
mm-hmm.
and someone said that I shouldn't have that in there, but
you know what?
Progressive in the way that we ought to move forward.
I like it.
They'll get over it.
Progressive in the way that we ought to move forward.
People, you know, people like when they say in conservative Carl bought. You know, that's why I was poking fun at the record searchlight
just say skinflint.
Yeah.
Carl Bott.
Let me say conservative progressive.
I'm a conservative progressive.
Yeah.
That's
a new one.
Because when he opened up his wallet.
Have you gotten your payment the first of every month for the last five years?
Spectacular.
Then you better be glad I'm a
And then when you
here.
Came in that one time and opened your wallet and the $3 that your mom had given you for a lunch in third grade was still there.
How about that?
Wow. That was pretty impressive.
That was it.
Conservative, progressive. I like that. Your conservative, progressive talk show.
Yep. But you know, we really have an opportunity that, you know, the cities are, or the citizens of Reading to make change if they want to make change, mm-hmm. or if they're satisfied, which I don't think most people are satisfied. They want to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a real opportunity to do that. And there's, you know, six candidates, mm-hmm. different views, some similar, some different.
Yeah. You've got enough of a choice.
Yeah, there's a lot of choices to make. Yeah. And so I think it's exciting.
One thing I have to ask, and sure. I'm just going to jump in here and ask you about, you know, with businesses coming to want to begin and have you back them, that's what your specialty is.
Yes.
When they're looking on the logs and the blogs and they're seeing about crime, do they come to you as a banker and say, we're really concerned about this?
Absolutely. In fact, 2 weeks ago, we had a company that's moving here. It's relocating here from the Rocky Mountain area. And they came here for 2 weeks to try and find a site and a place to live.
And
they were successful in doing that, but their takeaway was, this crime problem, the people on the street, what's the problem here? You know, what's going on? Why is there more here than other places?
I'll tell you why. Because of the city council has a lack of intestinal fortitude. They could try and do something. They have chosen not to. And you know what? They can't even pass a sit-by ordinance.
It's not only a perceptional problem when people look at on the internet, but you can find anything on the internet. But it's a real problem to attract businesses. It's absolutely a real problem. They were on the last day toying with, maybe we won't do it. Maybe we'll go to Oregon because
We're
not going to have a beggar on every corner. He said, I went to go fill up our rental car with gas, and I pulled into four gas stations, and none of them did I feel safe pumping gas.
Yeah, do you want your kids to walk down these streets?
That's the
question.
Yeah.
Okay, a good friend of ours, I won't say their names, they went away for a day,
and their house
was robbed.
Yep.
Now, their dear friends, and I just heard this yesterday, you know, in calls of like, we're back.
Yep, yep.
And it makes the gut pull out from the center of my core to think that it's one more person that, again.
We have to quit making excuses.
But let me say this about that, is that we were gone for 2 weeks. We never had a problem. And the reason we didn't have a problem,
because you had the elk killer there?
We had elk killer, first of all, that has been known to kill, all 13 pounds of her. But what we did is we have alarms, we have sensor lights, and we have somebody staying at our house. Because we didn't want elk killer to be alone, because elk killer gets lonely and gets in trouble and starts using drugs.
Creates liability for you.
That's right. But here's the thing is, our friends who have, you know, and this just happens with people, they've got alarm systems.
Yep.
They forget to turn them on. Now, I'm not saying that happened to our friends, but other people. So here's one of the things, you've got to be prepared. But somebody else just hit Facebook, said two doors down from them, some guy came in and robbed this place. He had his kid in a car.
Yeah.
His kid in a car.
We have a number of different influences that are causing this. And, you know, you can go to great lengths. We've been up here for almost 15 years. And in the last 4 or 5 years, and especially in the last 1 or 2 years, it's been so much more visible in our community. We just have to take action.
We
have to quit making excuses on, well, this and well, that.
We might get sued. We
don't have jail space. Make it uncomfortable for the criminals to be here.
There's the question.
The criminals.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the people that are, you know, that are not criminals, but the criminals make it uncomfortable for
people. Why don't we have jail space? Why don't we have jail space? Yeah. And you know what? It's time to start holding people as accountable for this, but yet we don't do that. It's been 3 years since AB 109 started.
Yep.
Where is the jail space? What are we doing? We're getting another jail in 3 years? Excuse me. That's 3 years. What are we doing? Where are we standing up?
But
where
is the not having jail space is still an excuse. I mean, we don't have jail space, and it's going to take time to get it. But there are solutions. There's more jail space out there, and I know that both the county and the city have looked at shipping people. But not having jail space is an excuse. Make it uncomfortable for the people that are criminals to be on the streets. If they're not criminals, fine. But if they're criminals, get them off our streets.
Why don't we pass these laws about no sitting in line? But here's the other one, and this is what Rob Paletti said. He said, we need to pass a law that says you cannot stand on a median or near the traffic to beg. If you get rid of that one, you can just push them completely off the streets at that point, and then you don't see them. Yeah. And then, I mean, if then they can't stand there.
And there's plenty of ways for people in need to get what they need.
Yes, there is.
And there's agencies, there's friends, family, there's agencies, there's a ton of different ways for them to get need without being criminals. And so,
yes, yeah, I agree.
That's my stump.
But you're right. No, but you're exactly right. It's because we've heard this from other people, too. I mean, you're the banker that hears when people are coming. We've heard from other people.
Yeah. It was really disheartening. They were so excited about the area, about the economic opportunity. And then after a week and a half of moving around, they wanted to rent for a year before they buy, so they understand the neighbor they want to buy in. You want to be out in the country, blah, blah, blah. They said, well, we go to rent a house, and the first thing they ask us, are we a 215? What's a 215? Why are they asking us that?
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a – where else would you go? Are you a 215? You think they're going to be asked that?
When
Chico, does Chico ask that?
They're going to do it in Colorado?
The rental agencies, that's the first question they ask.
And they're going to ask in Colorado. They're going to ask in Washington State. Any other place is, do you use marijuana? Because if you do, you're not going to get rented to. Can they do that?
I don't know.
Hey, it's time to take a break, though.
Wow.
I think you can use, but they want them to comply with the grow ordinances. And a lot of the rental houses are being used for grow houses. Not a surprise. It's not a secret.
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
Yep.
And then they destroy the houses when they're doing it.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. All right. So okay.
Anyways,
Eric Wichter,
that's the perception from people from the outside.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's valuable.
We got to change that. Yeah.
And we have to change.
Well, because
that
we're staying here.
Yep.
And we want it to be fabulous.
Yep.
We want it. You know what?
And
we want it
to be uncomfortable word.
And it has been. And it has been from the outside perceived as fabulous. And we just need to change a few things to make it. So the outside world thinks it's,
a few things, but we can do that. We have
a few very big things.
Yeah, well, a few, but we can do that. All right, we're going to take a quick break here.
There we go.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Crown Motors. 555 Cypress Avenue. Go no further than that spot on 555 Cypress Avenue, and you can pick up any type of car you want, new or previously owned. Car, truck, or SUV, but especially the Ford, Dodge Rams, Lincoln, Nissan, and Hondas that they are the dealership for. Right there at 555 Cypress Avenue. All the taxes stay in town. It's your neighbors making great deals for you. Not only great deals, but an outstanding service department. Give them a call at 223-2177. Now we're going out with this bump music of
bump, bump.
Turn that one up.
Whiskey, I chanced to smell. I went in, sat down beside her. 7 long years I loved her well. Whiskey, Nancy, whiskey.
Which is by far their number one resource.
Whiskey.
Good
whiskey, yeah.
Scotland's number one money maker.
That's what they said. It's whiskey by far.
Of course, they've got oil out there, too. But whiskey is number two.
Whiskey's the number one.
Oh, yeah.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
Shop the Goldmark annual estate sale going on now with thousands of vintage, unique, and one-of-a-kind jewelry items. Special six-month deferred interest financing is available. Like us on Facebook for daily specials and be sure to sign up in the store for your chance to win a free one-ounce gold bar. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. The Goldmark annual estate sale. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Rumor has it, Lulu established a roadhouse to provide good food and drinks in a relaxing atmosphere at affordable prices. Today, Lulu's continues the tradition, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with specials posted daily. Lulu's Catering serves special events at your site or in their banquet room with customized menus to fit your budget. And they have the best Bloody Mary in town. Find Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on Pine Street, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Redding City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Redding City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Spend a day on the greens in support of your favorite exploration park. On Monday, September 8th, Turtle Bay hosts its third annual golf tournament at Riverview Golf and Country Club. This shamble format tournament kicks off at 8:30 a.m. Sign-ups include green fees, carts, and a Western barbecue lunch. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's exhibitions and education programming. With prizes, games, and a raffle, it's guaranteed to be fun. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, we were on one of the islands, and there were these guys that came out. It was actually one of those days that it was a festival day, and they sang songs, Iron Maiden, everything had to do with, you know, the seashore, and songs had been passed down through the generations, and they were dressed in their swabs, and this was really got the kind of the folklore of, you know, what happens. And, you know, when we think about pubs, whole different, I mean, until you see it, it's really a place where people, when they get off of work, this is a social thing. It's not about getting drunk. It's not about, it's more of a social interaction about what's happened in the day and people telling stories. And it is really an interesting way that throughout the European countries ones that we went to, well, if you want to call that British countries under the Queen's rule, in fact, the September 18th, I'm going to be curious. We're going to watch that because that's when the Scottish and also something we didn't talk about or we did talk about in the first hour with the September 18th voting. They're going to be voting whether men's golf organizations will then be open to women and vice versa.
And St. Andrews. See, St. Andrews is not open to women. Kind of like the Masters or the Augusta. Yeah, and they're not open to women. But then the women's clubs don't want to allow the men in. So
everybody's happy.
But somebody in Parliament decided that this is not fair when you have women's clubs and men's clubs.
Crazy.
They brought it up.
Crazy people in Parliament. They yell at each other. If you've ever listened to them,
it's pretty funny.
It sounds like the show half the time on a Friday after you've been drinking all night on Thursday. I mean, come on. I mean, going, you liar! You liar! I am not a liar. I'll stand to it. I'll beat your ass. Yeah. Anyway. And that's in Parliament. That's right. Lady Thatcher, you don't have the... anyway. Okay. Hey, tonight, Shasta Wolves and Anderson Cubs. Tonight, yes. Shasta? It's going to be at Anderson.
At Anderson.
Game starts at 7:30. We're starting our high school football coverage tonight, my friends.
And
the pregame show starts around 7:05. And we're going to talk about that. And Nate Abarea will be out there for the whole season.
Fantastic.
And we've got a
high school football.
So if you'd like to come in and sponsor or be a part of this, make sure you give us a call at call Molly or Nate at 605-4565.
Nate's been out there ripping it up.
Molly.
Yeah. Hey, you guys were involved with bringing in Kia or helping Kia to develop that new space on Cypress.
And then the Subaru dealership across the street. Yeah, we helped finance that.
Yeah, that's nice. That's pretty.
And they've enjoyed it. You know, it's been very successful.
They're one of our sponsors.
Fantastic.
Too.
With the sports, they've really gotten behind the sports.
Real shout out to Billy and all that's going on because they believe in high school sports and our local sports.
And supporting, the community that supports them, they support.
It's fantastic.
So we're really, we appreciate that and what they do again for our community.
Now you have kids that have just recently returned or gone back to school.
We have the two into high school. Just started a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm.
What's that feel like? I mean, I remember when your youngest was nine.
Yeah. Thank goodness. He only has two more this year and next year.
Isn't that
and then
weird?
We have no more in the house.
There you go.
They're all gone.
Hey, let's talk about Russia. Can we talk about that?
Now, when you talk about whiskey, we can talk about vodka now?
Yeah. You just got back from a great trip to Russia.
I did.
We got like about 7 minutes left. Now, this was a fishing trip.
This is a fishing trip. It was actually organized through the fly shop here in town.
Mike Michalak and his guys?
And his guys. Yeah. And they, for 22 years, since basically the fall of the USSR, have been mm-hmm. running guided, working with a Russian outfitter mm-hmm. and running guided fly fishing trips to Russia. And so I had the chance to go. And it was amazing.
We're going to get Mike on the show. Cause I tell you what, he tells stories
that are
just unbelievable.
Yeah.
They're
very true.
The time that a giant brown bear was racing him across the water.
Yes.
And he was losing.
He was losing until
the guide.
Until his guide pulled out the equalizer.
Pulled out an equalizer and dropped him. Right, not Mike, but dropped the bear right before almost became bear poop.
Bear meat.
Yes.
Bear poop.
So what, was this the group? Did you go with your buddies that you go hunting with every year?
I went with a friend of mine that we spend a lot of time up in our local mountains fishing and fiddling around. We'll go to Montana usually for a year and bounce around little towns or usually for a week and fly fish. And he said, that's on my bucket list. Let's go. And so
how was it? Was it? I mean,
it was spectacular.
It was primitive.
We were in the Kamchatka Peninsula, which is probably the most remote area in the world.
Used to have their sub pens there. At
yes, yes, and that's the only town. You know, geographically, it's bigger than California, and there's 400,000 people in the whole area. 300,000 are in the one town, which is where the sub base used to be, the Navy base. Yes, and that's the only place a plane will land mm-hmm. when they're landing.
What did you learn?
Fishing was great. It was fantastic.
But you learned things on your trip.
We went to, what I learned was how remote there still is some amazingly remote places. We fished a river that's maybe been fished twice ever, and maybe even been explored by people twice only on these fishing trips. We flew into PK, took a bus, and then took a helicopter until it refueled and it dropped us on tundra along a river. And we had, tents and rafts. And for a week, we drifted down the river, stopped, would fish. And then we had a camp cook and a camp master that would, they'd go down below and set up camp for us. And then we'd get there and, tell stories, in the evening. And,
Did you dance? Did you dance?
We didn't. Well, one night we almost did because that was kind of the last night on the wilderness part of it before we went to the fixed base camps. And the Russian guides wanted to have a little celebration.
How was that?
Did they bring in instruments?
We had one of the remote speakers that you can get now, the little boombox speakers remote, and everybody had their iPhones, and we were playing loud rock and roll in the middle of nowhere, and the Russian guides and the Americans, had a little bit of vodka, maybe more than a little bit of vodka, and we're dancing on the tundra. It was sight to be seen.
Were there any women, or was this an all-man's trip?
Our cook was a woman.
She just
laughed at us.
How was the food?
The food was good.
But it was a different food?
A little bit. It was, kind of more basic, not much fresh meat because that's just not available over there. We had fish one night. We didn't eat fish very often. We're catching rainbow. It's mostly catch and release. It's all catch and release.
And how many guys?
There was six fishermen, three guides, a camp cook, and a camp master for 8 days on tundra. And we were got a total of 16 days. And when you leave Anchorage to the time you get back to Anchorage, no electronics work, which is amazing. No internet, no text messages, no phone, no nothing.
Was that great?
It's fantastic. It took I was twitching for a couple of days, and then I broke through that.
So,
it was wonderful.
The fact that you had to remove a kidney to pay for this, and you didn't get to eat the fish you caught.
Yeah. I have pictures.
Oh, my God.
Met some wonderful people.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. The Russian guides were just wonderful people. This is the one town is a forgotten area of the former USSR. Mm-hmm. It's really not supported by the current Russian administration. The one guide had been in law enforcement, had been in the army for 14 years, and then has been in law enforcement and he's retired. He was the one that shot the bear for Michalak, and he was mad because he missed the
between the eyes by an inch. He got an inch off, but he got it. But anyways, he said...
Last time around, he came back, he was all scratched up. He fell down a hill.
Yeah, broken English, but they said, no, we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion. We talk about anything else.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Good.
And that was good because...
It neutralizes. You know,
we're out there not to talk about.
Yes.
You're out there fish.
Yeah, and to see just a heck of an adventure. I mean,
one of the
most remote areas of the world. It was amazing.
Oh. And then probably the air, just the quality of being in that
air,
getting that air in your lungs.
Fresh water coming by, spring water,
quiet out there.
Except for the occasional howling and, you know, we'd hear a little bit of howling. I don't think it was wolves, it was some other smaller animal, and then the thump 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 of the grizzly bear occasionally, and then the dogs would hopefully start barking. If they didn't start barking, then you needed to be aware. But if they started barking, the grizzly bear would leave.
So there were dogs on the trip.
Yeah, we'd have dogs. The camp dogs at night would keep the grizzly bears away.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, it was a heck of an adventure.
Thank you, Eric Woodstrom.
President of the Northern Division of Fighting.
How I spent my summer vacation.
There you go. Thanks for being here. And you know what? Your insights on people wanting to come here and businesses and the things they're seeing was outstanding, including a part that we can't really talk about. But that was very insightful, too. Yeah. And talking about what this time for
economic development.
It's time for all of us to make a step forward. And if our leaders don't do it, we've got to do it.
Right. We've got to do it. We don't need to rely on it.
We don't.
We can tell them what we need, but we just need to do it.
I'm building a new jail. Yeah.
And thank you very much.
I'm bringing broadband into Shasta County.
That's what we're doing.
And I want to say thank you again to Alice and Avanti Travel. We got back safely. Your luggage is here, and it's been a great time. We'll talk more about it next week.
Hey, have a great Labor Day. We're going to be here laboring because that's just the way we do it.
That's what you do. It on the
Eric won't let us have a day off. We'll be right. We'll see you on Monday.
Have a great weekend.
Threat level from substantial to severe, the second highest level. It means that authorities consider a terrorist attack highly likely. And while British citizens are urged to report any suspicious activity, Prime Minister David Cameron wants everyone to keep cool and carry on.
We should all continue to go about our daily lives in our normal way. Britain has faced terrorist threats before and overcome them. We always show resolve and perseverance, and that is exactly what we should do on this occasion.
President Obama is taking heat for yesterday's admission that he has no strategy for dealing with ISIS terrorists in Syria. Republicans are saying, "We told you so." Michigan Congressman Mike Rogers says it confirms what he and others have been talking about for almost 2 years now. Also at SRNNews.com, it was a tragic accident, the fatal shooting of Arizona firearms instructor Charles Vaca by a 9-year-old girl with an Uzi. The instructor's family is reaching out to the child. Elizabeth Vaca is the instructor.